Hello, and welcome to Queensland Freemason podcast number 26. My name's Brother Luke Eland, and I am here today with the Deputy Grand Secretary. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Thanks, Luke. I'm Very Worshipful Brother Graham Schultz, the Deputy Grand Secretary of the United Grand Lodge of Queensland out of Brisbane, Australia.
So we're coming from the northern jurisdiction of Australia here for the Freemasons, and we regularly produce a podcast. This is number 26, and today we're doing a podcast on the things you wish you were told before we joined. This isn't an original idea, and I have to thank Brother Scott Blaskin from the US, from the Digital Freemason, for this. If I'm pronouncing your last name wrong, Scott, I'm sorry. He covered this topic, I believe, in 2008 or 2007, and I thought it would be worth revisiting it, because I'm not sure this is a message that a lot of our own brethren have really thought about or considered. So, Yeah, I've had a few thoughts about this. What are your thoughts on this, Graham?
Oh, it's interesting, because I joined Freemasonry 30 years ago, and
so
from what I can remember, I didn't know anything at all.
Did they even tell you how much it would cost to join?
No, I had no expectations. I had no websites to look at. There was
or podcasts.
I couldn't listen to any podcasts. I couldn't Google anything. All I had, I think, was some basic oral knowledge from my proposer, and that was it.
Wow. Well, I guess it's a little bit different when I joined about 7 years ago, or 8 years ago, I guess, this year. When I joined, I guess I was told a few things. I was told fairly briefly, though, what sort of commitment I would be in terms of my time, my money, and the effort that would be required or not required. And to recap what I was told I'd have to attend my meeting for the once a month, usually for the first year. It's not compulsory to attend. It's not like I were taking names and calling up people and saying, why weren't you here? But I would have liked to have been told what sort of expectations my lodge has. And my feeling is lodges vary from lodge to lodge. So if you put an application in to become a Mason, ask that particular board of inquiry, which will come out and have a chat with you, what it is that your, or committee of inquiry, what it is that your expectation is as a lodge for you to attend. Most lodges should give you a really straight and simple answer, and that is 4 hours once a month. That's right.
And I think for me, one of the first things I remember was that I didn't realise that the lodge worked in different degrees. I just thought going to lodge was going to lodge until I realised that when I was initiated, that's the first degree and that's the lodge that you always work in unless you are doing other degrees. And that's one of the things I think that people have to come to terms with straight away.
I also don't feel a lot of members in the past really explain what a degree is. Kind of people just equate that to a degree at university or some sort of degree in life that you'd be awarded. It's not quite the same thing. In my opinion, it's an allegorical play. It's a play that takes part within the lodge. And there are three, as we've talked about many times in this podcast, we won't need to go over them. There are three distinct plays that you do from the first, second, and third degree. One thing I'd like to clear up, though, is how fast people progress through those degrees. That's one thing I wasn't really told a lot about, and I guess because it varies again from lodge to lodge. There are even lodges within our jurisdictions that disagree with each other about the length of time it should take for you to go from being an entered apprentice through to a master mason, and it's fine that they disagree because it's more about the culture of the lodge and what they think is a good timing. So in my lodge, typically might take 6 to 8 months to go from being an entered apprentice through to a master mason, and I'd personally like to introduce the idea of maybe taking a couple of years to do this. It shouldn't be a quick thing to do. How do you feel about that, Graham?
It depends, I guess, on how much work, you know, that the lodge has to do. But, you know, if you've got a lot of work happening, that's something to do. But I think it's also about the ceremony. I didn't realise when I joined how elaborate the ceremony and formal and how it's all memorised. No one told me that.
I knew that, and that's actually one part that scares me. I've told people on this podcast before, it's no secret that I'm dyslexic, and remembering bits of a play is quite difficult for me to do, and I wish they really emphasised how important that was, as opposed to, we just have a few lines to remember.
And
it wouldn't have changed my opinion about joining. It would just mean I would have probably practised more thoughtfully about my lines.
I think also I sort of knew that there was going to be ceremonial clothing, but I didn't understand what that meant. Now it's very easy. I just tell people it's like ceremonial clothing. If you wear the ceremonial clothing in a Masonic ceremony, we've all done that, and it's very much, it's like a judo suit or a martial arts suit or pair of pajamas or something like that. It's
usually ill-fitting.
Yeah. But, oh, no, some of them are pretty nice these days. Some of the our lodge at Denniston at Stones Corner has monogrammed Denniston 301.
I've gone to the wrong lodge. Yeah. My lodge needs to upgrade at some outfits.
That's something I had no idea about, but I knew it was going to happen, and the symbolism of that is just fantastic, I think.
Oh, absolutely. And again, if you become a Mason, you'll see it for yourself. Mm. Again, it's not something that's talked about a lot. I've never was really told how the ceremony would proceed. I was never really told about the length of time it would take to actually do the ceremony. Like, is this going to take me all night? Is it going to take me a couple of hours? How long is this degree going to take me? It took me 3 or 4 years at university. How long is it going to take? And that's one thing that they're not told about. I guess one of the other things people aren't really told a lot about is if you know a lot about Freemasonry before you become a Mason, you may have this expectation that we have 33 degrees. Frankly, we don't within the Craft Lodge. We have 3. That's not to say that you can't go and do other degrees, but it's never really explained to people clearly, at least in our jurisdiction, that this is what we do.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit of a problem with the internet, because if you're looking up a lot of material about Masonry, you'll probably find a lot of references to the Scottish Rite or the York Rite in the US, and they will have a different approach to it. So they will do our 3 degrees like we do, but then they will lot in their other 30 degrees in a different way than perhaps we would in this jurisdiction.
Yeah, and for us in our jurisdiction in Queensland and in Australia, it's mandatory to do your 3 degrees before you even consider doing
absolutely.
Any of the others. So it's a bit of a waiting game if you want to do lots and lots of degrees. But I think that's a good thing.
It's a progressive science. I think a few other jurisdictions are trying to make it more about achievement outcome, a bit like Boy Scouts. Let's get a badge and stick it on our uniform. And again, that's a little bit controversial, but at the same time, I feel it's relevant to bring up, because you have to understand, particularly if you're in our jurisdiction, we have a way of formally conducting the way these ceremonies work. And if you go to other jurisdictions, you may find that even within Australia, they may do things slightly differently.
Mm.
So we are making specific reference to what we do here in Queensland.
So the blog that you were talking about was the Digital Freemason.
The Digital Freemason. It's an old podcast, and Scott, I think, finished this in 2009. And this was one of the topics that he covered, because he felt that when he joined Masonry, there wasn't enough information about what it is he was joining. He knew that a little bit about it. And people in our organisation, particularly the older members, are still in a situation where they might be approaching the level of secrecy within an organisation from a point of view which most people joining now would not.
Yeah.
So I guess that needs to be told to people as well. A lot of people think that everything they learn within the lodge is hush-hush and secret. As we've heard from quite a few of our senior Masons, besides a few words and a few modes of recognition, basically everything else is open to talk about. So it's not like it was 15 years ago or 20 years ago. People are more open about their Masonry. My friends know I'm a Mason. My family know I'm a Mason. Actually, my neighbour bumped into me the other day, Graham, when I was dressed to go to lodge and didn't realise I was a Mason.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah, perhaps I should have told them as well. But it's one of those things that people really need to be more open about their Masonry and what it is and what to expect. And the things that I think you need to remember when you become a Mason is the time commitment is fairly low, 4 hours once a month. That can increase depending on your level of enthusiasm and participation. And the cost of it, I think in Queensland, probably $200.
A couple of hundred a year.
You'd need a dinner suit. You'll need a formal sort of shoes to wear. You'll need
a white shirt,
bow tie.
Yeah.
The things that most men may at least have one of. And if they don't, we can certainly tell them where they can find a lot of these things affordably. Plus, I guess you'd also then have your fee for an apron. You would also be expected that if you attend the festive board to pay sort of $5 to $10, whatever that they charge for their supper.
Mm.
So I think the ongoing commitment's really low. The biggest thing I think that needs to be cleared up is expectations about what degrees we do, how long they take to do, and what level of participation you'll have in those degrees.
Mm.
So I think that they're all things that you need to speak to individual lodges about, because they'll all have a different approach. But all the lodge secretaries should be able to, which are available on our website, should be able to tell you individually how their lodge conducts themselves in that regard as well.
Yeah, and I found a really good website from a guy, a Canadian Freemason who joined the lodge in 2006. He was a high school teacher, and he blogged his whole experience, his whole Masonic journey. And that's, if you Google horseshoes and hand grenades, you'll get his blog.
Which as far as I'm aware, they're not Masonic symbols or secrets.
No, they're not.
Either horseshoes or hand grenades.
No, nothing to do with Freemasonry. That's just his handle. So, but that's really interesting too. If you want to have a look at that and actually go through, you know, his experience, and I think that was excellent too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we kept it short again, 10 minutes. And again, if you've got any questions or feedback, you can get in touch with us via our website or our Facebook site or via Twitter. And you can do that at queenslandfreemason.com, and all the links are set up there. And until next month, I won't say stay on the level because that's somebody else's phrase. We will part on the level and meet on the square. Thank you very much.